Hello, everybody.
Welcome
to the Applause Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're dispensing with our intro tonight because it usually doesn't sound good and it never comes in at the right time. But tonight, our special guest, the self-described love goddess and the Aphrodite of the accordion, Judy Tenuta, joins us tonight. Are you there, Judy? Hello.
Party, party. Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo. Oh, she's got her accordion with her. Hi, Judy.
Well, of course I had a strap one on.
Well, you got to strap something on. Well, guys, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Tonight we have the talented, the funny, the hysterical. She's going to rip my ass off tonight, I'm sure. Judy Tenuta. Judy Tenuta, known for her satire, her campy comedy, her insult comedy, which I'm sure is going to come at me. And I can't wait to talk to her. First time I saw her, I loved her, and I miss her. So that's why I said, I got to have you on the show. I want to know what's going on with you, Judy. How are you, honey? Hello? Judy?
Judy?
Oh, hold on. Here she is. Hold on, we lost her. Hold on 1 second.
We'll get her back.
Yeah, hold on.
So she was on the Tonight Show with David. Oh, there she's back.
I'm back. You know, listen, I live here.
Oh, we lost her again. Oh, well, we lost Judy again, and we lost Joanne. So they'll be calling back again. But Judy was on so many different shows, and I don't know if you guys remember. She was also on Hollywood Squares way back when with Joan Rivers and the Smothers Brothers. Do we have Joanne and Judy back again? Okay.
I'm trying to get Judy. Hang on. I think she's trying to call
me. Oh, we're trying to get Judy. Yeah, we're having a hard time. Technical difficulties. That's the problem with live radio.
I think her accordion hit the...
the accordion.
Hold on 1 second. The accordion took her off the air.
All that excitement to be on our radio show. But she also won the Best Female Comedian, one of the first ones to at the American Comedy Awards. Do we have Judy yet, Joanne?
I'm trying.
We're trying.
I think she's trying to call me. I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out.
Okay.
Hold on, 310.
Well, we'll get her on, so.
Yeah.
But when you have a live radio, this is what happens. And technology, it's good when it's good, but it's terrible when it doesn't work, right? So we'll try and get her on here. But you guys, if you want to call us and you have any questions for
Judy.
Is
Judy there? Judy, you there?
I'm there! What happened?
She's back.
Oh, my God. You know what's happening. I'm hearing Roseanne, and you know Roseanne tried to take over your, I want to talk now. And
you had to fight with Roseanne. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, she's just roaming around because she's not doing much.
Let me just say, I love your blonde hair.
Oh, well, see, I want to have the blonde hair. However, I'm afraid of my hair falling out. So... I will continue to wear blonde wigs. What do you think?
Or do you
think I should just go blonde?
Did it look? Was that a wig?
Oh, don't tell. Yes, of course.
Well, you had an amazing thing happen to you today. They donated your squeeze box and your nominated for a Grammy CD today to the Hollywood Museum. What kind of museum is it?
Oh no, it's called the Hollywood Museum, and they have a display of different people that have been especially active in the LGBTQ community.
Oh, nice.
In support of, you know, that community and the films they've done and the. And anyway, so no, they have a big display of me.
That's great.
Yeah. But they have other people too, you know, great people like Cher, Lily Tomlin, and they even have one of my gowns there. It's very exciting.
Really nice. I wanted to ask you, how how did you come up with Melania Mondays? Well, not Melania, Malaria. Malaria Mondays. If you guys haven't seen this, it's hysterical.
Ah, that's so sweet of you. Oh, yes, you know, I am the, yes, I'm the, so many people say to me, oh, Malaria, where, why don't we see you? I'm ghosting you because I have to ghost my husband. Anyway, yeah, you know, I'm doing it because people keep asking me, will you do Malaria? So I decided to make it every Monday a quick little Malaria, you know, Malaria Monday.
Well, where can people catch it?
I get it up on my Facebook, Instagram, Judy Tenuta, and Twitter at Judy Tenuta. And yeah, so it's and especially my face, you know, you can see it on those places. And
yeah, well,
tell more people to join my Twitter. Now, is Twitter full of old people? What the hell's going on? I can't get a fuck bucket to follow me on Twitter.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Sorry, did I swear?
We are totally uncensored. You can say whatever you want. Maybe you should call it twatting. Maybe you'll get more of a.
I did call them. I call them Twitter twatters. I got a few more followers, but I have more followers on Instagram. But they say, well, that Instagram is the big, you know, handle everybody's using now.
Mm.
So I don't know. Either way, I like both of them.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's where you could see my Malaria Mondays is on my Facebook, Judy Tenuta, and my Twitter is at Judy Tenuta, and my Instagram is just Judy Tenuta.
Excellent. Yeah, you guys got to catch it. It's she's doing a satire on Melania Trump, and she calls herself Malaria Trump, and it's just so fucking funny.
You know what's funny about that too? You know, even I think I'm being kind of gentle on that.
You definitely are.
Yeah, like I'm not being really ultra political, and I'll get these morons. I've had to block them because they go, why are you ripping down our first lady? Well, excuse me, fuck bucket. I am imitating how she speaks. I'm not even really talking about political things, you know?
No, not at all.
If I am, it's in a very transitory way, you
right,
know?
Right.
But also, as you know, Joanne, this is my job. You have to make
exactly.
Yeah, fuck them. You
exactly. I always say fuck them if they can't take a joke. I mean, come on. You know.
Well, I mean, I'm just getting so sick of everybody getting, oh, you can't talk like that. You can't. Now you can't even walk out of your house without them calling the damn National Guard. Oh, you said something.
Okay. Well, I know. Well, before I start asking you some questions, to all our listeners, please give us a call, 646-478-0999, and talk to Judy. You'll love it. You will love talking to her. And join her Twitter. Jean.
Yes. Join my Twitter, Judy Tenuta. But also, I'm very happy if you join my Instagram as well.
Yes.
But we need you. Yeah.
Yeah. It could happen.
It could happen.
So, all right.
Yeah, go
so
ahead.
By saying that, where did you come up with that, your catchphrase? It could happen. You say it.
Yeah, it could happen. 10 years ago when I started doing this, many years ago, and I want to say back in, oh, it was certainly before my first album, which came out in 1987, but I was already, I had done, you know, the Joan Rivers show and the Letterman and all that. I'm thinking, I started out in Chicago, which was a great place to start out because there were many comedy clubs, you know, like Zany's and all these other places, Who's on First. Anyway, and I don't know, I just, like, the other comics, I might say a joke, and they would yell, they might say something like, oh, come on, Judy, and then I go, shut up. It can happen. So then I just started using it all the time. You know?
Great. So now I know you came from a big family, 9 siblings, and
yes.
You have mostly brothers. Is that where you get your wise ass cracking jokes, or I mean, is that where you get your wise ass from?
Well, you know, it's actually growing up in that. You know, I was and I'm a delicate flower.
Yeah.
And I have these burly, very sports, you know, they're way into blue collar sports. You know, Chicago's a big football, baseball, whatever. And I'm just like delicate flower. They would be watching the Bears and the Cubs, and I'd go in my closet and play Lady of Spain in the Dark. So, yeah, I'm not kidding. You had to kind of make up your own life,
right?
So that you didn't get buried in the middle. Although, but trust me, I love them all,
right?
And I loved my childhood. There's a lot of people say, "Oh, I had a horrible childhood." No, I loved my childhood. I had a great time, wonderful time, great parents, everything. So I have no complaints about that, but. But they were very strict, and I think that that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, exactly. We need more of that now. So I know. Mom called you the petite flower. Where did Love Goddess come from?
Oh, well, yes, that's right. Well, I kind of made that up when I started. You know, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and, you know, when it was a big deal in my family, you know, you're very big Catholics, you know. My parents would have us. Every Friday we had to say the rosary, and I'm going, what's going on? Anyway, and I noticed in the Catholic Church that I was always kind of fascinated by the Virgin Mary, and she had all these titles, like Power of Strength, Tower of Strength, Tower of Ivy, you know, Mother of God, Mother of, you know, whatever. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Where does she get all this crap? Well, I have my titles, too. So that's really kind of how I decided that I have titles. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my God. And if you guys don't remember, which I don't know how you can, I mean, Judy, she kind of, like, led the pack of the Emo Phillips, Bobcat Goldthwait, Sam Kinison, Steve Wright.
We were what you call, we all came up as character comics. In other words, we all had a character. By the way, I think it's misleading when people think that someone like Jay Leno or even Jerry Seinfeld does not have a character. They do. It's just more subtle.
Right.
But you know, like, I mean, I talked to Jay. I've talked to Jay. You know, when you talk to him, in his huge air hangar full of
cars,
which I just visited last week. You know, he'll just be, yeah, Tanita, how you doing? You know, and he's very, you know what I mean, down to earth, and he has to, just like anyone who addresses a large group of people, you have to amplify your personality. So what I'm saying is, yes, Emo and Sam and Stephen Wright and all those people, we all came up as distinctive characters. But also, I would like to say that Jerry and Jay are also characters.
Right.
You really can't do it with – that's what people don't realize. You honestly cannot do it without having some kind of character.
Right. You create a character. I mean, you know, that's your
And like I said, you know, with Jay, it's more subtle. But, you know, you can imitate him. You can imitate Jerry Seinfeld. You know what I mean? So that means they have something of a character. So.
Well, I can't imagine you marrying Emo Phillips. I can't imagine the two of you together.
Well, he didn't know it either.
Right, because you got married and divorced in the same day, right?
There was no marriage. We never lived together. It's all fabrication. Oh, my God.
I know, because I can't imagine the two of you with your high energy and his. I just can't imagine that ever happening. So, but it could happen.
No, it's not happening. happen. I'll tell you. We were in New York doing shows together, and then Howard Stern decided that we got married. Well, you know, Howard has to make up everything, but anyway.
Well, you've been on Howard a ton of times.
Yes, in the earlier days. Now, I don't know. I'm not. But you know, yeah, he's great. I think.
Yeah. Are you still in touch with Weird Al? Because you did a lot of work with him too.
Oh yeah, Weird Al. Oh my God, he's so. He is always doing something, isn't he? He's great.
Yeah, he's good. I know. And I wanted to ask you about. Where am I here? You're involved in a lot of Disney stuff, and I had no idea you do a lot of voiceovers for Disney.
I did do. Well, I don't know how many of I did of that, but whatever I did, yes, it was related to Disney. Or you know, first of all, you know, Disney owns everything now. You
That's
know that.
True.
I mean, I even think they own The Bachelor. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Channel 7, yeah. They own Channel 7, ABC,
Yeah. They own The Bachelorette. All of them are Minnie Mouse.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
I know.
Oh, you should do The Bachelorette.
Oh, my God.
That would be hysterical.
Well, but, you know, they want everybody to be 23, and I'm, you know, I can't.
I know, but that would be a great, great VH1 thing or MTV thing. You know?
Yeah, well, I should come out there and give them advice. Definitely.
Exactly. My goodness.
But here's, you know, what they're all doing, all these bachelorettes, they just come out and they, yeah, okay, who am I going to lay down with this? You know? Come on, we got a fantasy suite here.
Yeah, exactly. I know. What was the Dr. Pepper commercial? I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. What do you mean? That was a big deal.
I know. Why don't I remember that?
I don't know, honey. You must have been in a coma or on.
It was party time, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it was in 1989.
Yeah.
It came out during the Super Bowl of 89.
I don't watch football. That's it.
Oh yeah, but it's an international big commercial.
And so what'd you do in that?
Oh well, you gotta look them up. There's four different ones.
No, I know.
Like
I know.
Little mini movies. They're all on YouTube. Anyway, my Diet Dr. Pepper. I am so proud of those. Those were so great. And they were like little mini movies, not cheapo commercials like they have now. Each one was like a little highly produced mini movie. And they really let me go wild with my comedy, my jokes. And, yeah, it was really terrific. So I really loved those.
Mm.
That was like, those came out 89, 90, 91. They were all playing all over the place. And, you know, but then just like anything, I guess they decided to change the campaign. I don't know what they're doing now. But
yeah, I definitely have to look those up.
You have to look them up. It's on YouTube.
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah, you got to
check. And I wanted to ask you about also, you recently re-released the your Desperation Boulevard.
Oh, that was so. Okay, listen, let me tell you about that. That was a movie.
Yeah, what is that about?
Desperation Boulevard is a movie that was written with this really good film writer and director, Greg Liana. And it's a story of a former child star who will stop at nothing to make a comeback. Mm. So I'm doing all of these crazy things, and I get I have this nutty manager that also is in on me doing all these crazy stunts, like I pretend to be homeless, you know, all this crap.
So you play the child star?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I play a former child star. I'm an adult now.
Right,
they
right.
show a clip of me as a child star, but in my mind, I'm still that star. Do you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
I'm
right, right. And you're trying to
so,
get gigs and stuff.
And,
yeah.
Right, right. And it's really hilarious, but it's also very touching. So,
yeah.
It's a really good film.
And it's the 20th anniversary, correct?
It's the 20th anniversary, and it's out on Blu-ray now.
Excellent.
So I don't know. I hope there's people. I heard. I think the Kardashians have Blu-ray. So, you know,
yeah,
they got every other kind of ray.
They just insert it into Kim's ass and it plays.
Oh my God, that ass goes on forever. Good for her though. She made a fortune off that ass.
Yeah, I've never even watched it.
I never watched it, but I'm just saying, we know that for a fact. She has millions of Instagram followers and whatever.
Yep, baby's got back, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What is the princess of panty shields? I got to hear that.
No, again, I'm trying to clarify that I have many titles. So
I know you have a lot.
Well, so let me just go through it. It's like,
yes.
I am the love goddess, petite flower, giver goddess, fashion plate, earth mother, hostess, geisha girl, buffer of foreheads, healer of hermaphrodites, blesser of bunions, Queen of Candy Pants, you know, and that's one of my titles, yeah.
And
Empress of Elvis Impersonators. Yes, I was always possessed by Elvis. I love Elvis.
Me too, but my God.
There's got to be something wrong with you if you don't love Elvis.
Exactly. That's what I say too. And I don't know if anybody knows this, but Judy actually performs wedding ceremonies for...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, tell us about that.
Oh, well, thank you, Joanne. Yes, I have one coming up in beautiful Long Beach over here. I'm going to marry a lovely gay couple, two men.
Yeah.
And I'm really getting excited about it. And I just love doing that because they're excited about it. And
well, who wouldn't want to be married by you? I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I make up. You know, I make up special ceremony for them.
Right.
I try to find out everybody's individual little idiosyncrasies or things that they would want each other, you know, to know that it's to know about, and the whole congregation can kind of laugh about it, or be touched by it, whatever it is. And yeah, so it's a lot of fun. I just really love doing it. It's really just a great thing.
Yes, Judaism religion.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah, well, I started that along. Yeah, I've always said, I'm Judy and I have my own religion, Judaism, with a Y.
Right.
And so that's why all of these people say they want to be married in Judaism. In fact, the way this got started many years ago when I was saying that I'm Judy and I have my own religion, Judaism, and then people would say, well, would you marry us in Judaism?
Yeah.
So then I had to start doing that. In fact, I should really take over. Over here, by the way, in Hollywood, there's a very famous little chapel called the Little Brown Chapel. It's where Britney Spears shaved her head and got married to that Kevin whatever Federline.
Yeah.
But by the way, a lot of people... So a lot of stars get married there, and it's just this tiny little place. And I was thinking, you know, the love goddess Judy should perform her marriages in Judaism over there.
Absolutely, why not?
And get people, you know, and have the whole however people want to do it. You know, they
right.
Yeah, it could be exciting.
Yeah, full frontal to nudity. What is that?
Yeah. Well, that is my book that came out a couple years ago, and in it, I just, you know, I really talk about several things. First of all, as you know, here in Hollywood, nobody ever says what they really mean. They speak in Hollywood speak.
Right.
In other words, nobody can – see, here's what I always loved about New York and that area. Everybody tells it like it is. Like, hey, get off this street. You're taking up, you know, whatever. They tell
I'm walking
like,
here. I'm
hey,
walking here.
I'm walking here. Hey, Tanuta. Hey, Tanuta, your eye makeup smeared. Go fix it. You know,
oh,
whatever.
God.
They
yeah.
tell you the truth. Not here. Oh, my God. Everybody is so full of crap over here. So they can't say what they really mean.
Right.
You know? So I call it the Hollywood to English Dictionary, for example. They never say exactly what they mean. So when a guy says, hey, you know, my divorce is almost final. That's code for he's married and broke. You know, that's what he's telling you. He's still married and broke. Don't go with him, idiot. You know.
Oh my God.
I have a 3-picture deal. They love saying that out here. They love anybody you meet. Anyway, I have a 3-picture deal. Yeah, that's code for, you know, they live in a shopping cart at Starbucks. You know, they have nothing. They're just making it up. It's all a big spin. You know,
yeah, anything to get in your pants.
Well, but they're not even. They're not. They're living in their own fantasy world. You know.
Right. Right. California is la la land. It is a fantasy world for a lot of people that go out there. You know, a lot of broken dreams.
It is fantasy land, of course.
Yeah.
That's why that's where all the movies are made. So
right.
Many of them. Anyway, but yeah. So that's what that is.
Yeah. So give us a day in the life of Judy.
What do you do?
Yeah, give us a day.
Okay. Well, first of all, I am an early riser. I wake up at the crack of noon, and I have my love buckets. What they do is they feed me grapes and rub my feet in my beautiful backyard where I do stretching. We do stretching. And, you know, because it's very important to salute the sun, and in return, the sun blesses the goddess.
Mm.
So, you know, I do that with my love buckets here. And,
now, where'd you come up with love buckets?
Well, you know, as you know, I have followers. And
yes.
That's what I call the male guys. But the females, I call them love. Well, I call them little sub-virgins or... You know, love goddesses in training. Anyway, but the love buckets, you know, that like these guys, oh, please, goddess, let me put on your shoes. Okay, well, whatever. You know how it is.
So, yeah, sure. Yeah, I know how it is.
Anyway, so I have that, and that's very fun. And so that's how I start the day. By the way, I love flowers. So every day I go out and look at the flowers, then of course I do like to watch a little. I do have to get up on the news. So, oh my God, I got bored to tears with that damn Mueller.
I didn't see it. What happened?
Oh,
tell me.
God,
I didn't see it.
I was begging for I was begging for a golf tournament, to be honest. Oh my God, I said, this is so bullcrap boring. I couldn't take it.
Oh my God.
Nothing happened. It's crap. So
oh
anyway,
my God.
Yeah, so, you know, I just find out about the latest things. Then I do my social media. I have to tweet and, you know, keep up with all my love buckets and everybody. So I tweet, I Instagram, I keep up on Facebook and, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm working on my next projects, which are, I'm getting ready for this wedding, which is
right.
A big deal. Then I'm very excited because my birthday is November 7th, but on November 4th in Palm Springs, which is a town here that I've done many shows there. They're giving me a star on the Walk of Stars.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Yes.
The day before that is the Gay Pride Parade, and I am the Grand Marshal of that.
Oh, great.
And
excellent.
Then the next day at 2 o'clock is the ceremony that they're dedicating. They're putting in my star. So it's very exciting.
Oh,
and,
good.
You know, Ross Matthews will be there from...
I love Ross. Oh, he's
so
funny.
Yeah, and, you know, whoever... Well, of course, I'm planning on Leo DiCaprio being there, too.
Let's hope
you know,
so.
Of course, because he just got a home there, and that he better show up.
He better.
Yeah, he better. and anyway, so that is very exciting. I'm very, very excited about that. So those are the big things to look forward to. And besides, of course, world peace and... and a non Russian supervised election. Yeah, I'm wondering if we can do that, but whatever.
you're making me.
And of course, I'm hoping. Oh my God, I'm hoping that California doesn't fall into the ocean. You know, we get all these little earthquakes.
Oh, are you close by? Are you close by to where they were?
Well, you know, these earthquakes, not really, but there was a big one in Bakersfield, which is about an hour and a half from me, and we still felt it over here.
Wow.
So
yeah,
I'm always like.
That's why I'm petrified to go to California. So the day I go, it will fall into the ocean.
No, but it's not like you think. You know what it's like? It's like being on a roller coaster, except you don't know if you're going to fall off the roller coaster. and then it finally stops, and you go, wow, that was kind of fun. But it's only fun if your house did not roll into the ocean.
My God. You need to get back on the road. You guys, you need to talk to some people and do another HBO special or
something.
Well,
that's what I'm working on.
Damn it.
I've got to work on. Yes, I do.
Yes, right.
I'm doing it. I am sick of these damn housewives of every damn town. You know, saying, "Oh, I was married to so and so, and we blew each other and whatever the hell," and then you get to be on a show. Shut the hell up, bitch.
Oh, that'd be a good show. Comedy Housewives.
Well,
all comedians
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
But, oh, well.
You get around. I mean, we're friends on Facebook, and you definitely get around. I mean, I see you're always with somebody doing something.
Oh, well, that doesn't mean I'm, you know, banging them or anything.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but you're right. I'm a social. Well, the goddesses, they want the goddess to be in a lot of places. So I'm always, I'm kind of a social butterfly. Yes.
Yes, you're in high demand.
Well, I don't know.
Hey,
not
hey, Judy. Judy.
Yeah.
Judy, I got a question. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Have you had to change your comedian act because of all the PC correctness and all the crap that they get offended at? Do you have to change anything at all?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. And
she don't give
a shit,
but anyway.
I think it's full of shit. I think it's crap. And it's just crap. You know, if you can't, the whole thing about comedy is you have to say what's on your mind.
Right.
You can't walk around on eggshells. That's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to. But by the way, that said, I'm not one of these people who goes out and, you know, uses the N-word or anything. I would never want to, you know what I mean? I would never want to do that anyway. But there are people. Well, you know, one of my favorites was Sam Kinison, and he was the least politically correct.
And I thought
he was fucking hilarious.
Right.
Even to this day, I listen to his albums and I can't stand it. He's so damn funny.
Oh God, George Carlin. He was another one you worked with a lot. So.
That guy was fantastic.
That was the first album I bought was his, and I'll never forget. Well, on TV you can't say tit shit, motherfucker, cocksucker, bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah, and that was all the way back in the day when you know the comedians were him and Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
And you know, Richard Pryor and George were both very crossing the line all the time.
Mm.
But you know, that's what made them who they are. You know,
how do you think Bill's faring in jail?
Oh my God. Let me guarantee you that guy can't sit down right now. I'll tell you that right now. Hello.
Payback's a bitch, right?
He's somebody's bitch.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you are too funny. I feel like I had a front row seat here to one of your shows.
Oh, good.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Not only am I the host, you know, co-host with John and, you know, the creator, but I am I'm such a fan. I mean, that's why I love doing this show. I'm a big fan of everybody we have on, and
we
like to share that with people, and, you know, they listen in, and a lot of times they call, a lot of times they don't. It depends on what's on TV that night.
The Mueller report, they can't pull themselves away.
Oh, I know. Unbelievable. I had to unblock somebody, block someone the other day. All I said was, what the hell did I say? Oh, I said the chanting of send them back or whatever reminded me a little bit of Hitler. And I didn't mean him. I just meant Hitler days. And and this guy attacked me. 50 million people commented, and they go after me. Every time I post something, they go after me. I'm like, what is your problem?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, there's just a lot of nuts out there. And, you know, they have, you have to remember, a lot of these people that do that, they have nothing better to do.
Oh, I know.
So they just want to be noticed.
Yeah.
And the best way to be noticed is to not agree with you.
Right.
So that's why they do that, you know.
Well, and the fucked up thing is, if I saw them face to face, they wouldn't have a peep to say to me. You know, they're
of course they wouldn't.
Yeah, keyboard warriors, I call them, whatever, computer warriors, you know. They don't have the balls to say it to your face, but,
no,
you know.
No, of course not.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. So what do you got coming up? What are you going to be doing soon? Anything good? Or
Well,
you got good stuff. You got the star. You got a lot going on. The wedding, that's right.
I'm very excited about that. And then I'm working on what would be my next, even if I have to produce it myself, my next special. So,
tell us about it.
Well, it's going to be, I have this kind of bootleg special.
No.
It's a really cool show that wasn't supposed to get out. And I'm going to try to do that one.
What's it based on? Can you share that or no?
No. It's me doing my stand up, but from a couple of years ago, and it was at an actual show, and I didn't realize somebody was taping it.
Oh.
And I got a hold of the tape.
Oh,
and
great.
It's really freaking cool. Yeah. So I want to get that out somehow. So I'm working on that.
Oh, great.
And then. This other guy I'm working with wants me to write a book, but I don't think I have. See, you know what, Joanne? I don't have scandals like Roseanne and.
Right.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm embarrassed. I haven't slept with a lot of people.
No, you're a good girl. You're a good girl.
Well, I mean, I was busy trying to work, and I don't know how these people had. Also, I'm scared to death of getting a freaking disease. I don't know about these. I know they all, but whatever.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, you are too funny.
So anyway, that's what's going on.
I didn't hear you. You broke up. What?
No, I say that's what's going on.
Well, you got a lot going on. That's great. That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, guys, if you want to give us a call and talk to Judy, we're at 646-478-0999. Only on Applause Radio Show. And while I'm speaking, we're sponsored by KWV Wines from South Africa. And on the 28th, we have Mr. Dave Zane at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's the lead guitarist and vocalist at Jay and the Americans and the Buckinghams. I think you're going to enjoy that. So I know I am. So I like the old stuff. So I like to try and get these guys on the show.
Now, wait a minute, honey. I don't know. These guys from Deliverance are starting to knock on my door.
If you want to go, you can leave whenever you want, hon.
Oh, well, listen, honey, I'm so sorry, but I think I have to take care of it. I'm not kidding. These, like, Deliverance guys are at my front door. So,
well, thank you so much. And if you ever want to come back and talk about the promoting your movie that you want to put out, I mean, we'd love to have you back.
Absolutely.
And if you don't want to talk about that, you can just come back any old time. And we appreciate it so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Tenuta, the love goddess. Reach out to her. Reach out to her, and she could come and marry you.
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes. And Facebook. It could happen. Judy, thank you, honey. We love you.
Okay, love you guys too. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye,
bye, Judy.
Honey.
Bye.
You there, John?
Joanne. I'm here,
Hold
Joanne.
On.
That was
oh,
great.
That was
She's
fun.
So funny.
Oh, that was fun.
She's
Isn't
so
she
funny.
Hysterical? I'll never forget
oh.
the first time I saw her. I thought she was hysterical the first time I saw her with her accordion and when she said, "Think it happens." So and she
if
really,
you watch
you know,
all
she,
the cl- If you watch all the clips
him.
On YouTube, you could just watch her. She boundless energy. It's just she just takes over the whole
oh,
place.
I know.
It's just amazing.
I know. Well, that's why I figured she got her comedy from growing up around seven brothers. So you know, she had to be a ball buster too. You know, so.
Sure.
But thanks everybody for listening. Judy was great. I wish you guys would have called in and gave her a call. Anyway, but yeah, on the 28th, Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the lead guitarist and vocalist, Jay and the Americans. I believe Jay is not doing very well, so Dave has been filling in. And he's also with the Buckinghams. He's the lead vocalist on the Buckinghams. And I know you know what Jay and the Americans sing. And I know you know what the Buckinghams sing, right? So hopefully you guys join us then. And we're going to have some really good guests coming up. And what was I going to say? I'm going on vacation for a little bit. Do you want to cancel? I can call in from the road. It's up to you. You want to take a break for a week,
going,
honey?
Joanne? Where are you going?
I'm gonna take my son to look at some colleges.
Oh, very cool.
So we'll be
very
in
cool.
yeah, Virginia, Delaware, sort of all over the place.
Yeah,
like
we
shit
made
will
some
be
plans
all over.
To. Yeah, we made some plans to go to the islands this year. So
oh,
we're
when
looking
you going?
Forward to that. Well, it depends. We're gonna go to Staten Island, Long Island, Manhattan.
Oh, those
just,
islands! Yeah. You're going tropical.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
with this weather, yes.
Oh, I got to tell you, John. When I used to work, I don't know if you know, but Jersey City, they built it up along the water, like amazingly so. Like they've turned it into like a mini New York, like financial district. And I would go outside and I would see people jet skiing in the Hudson River. I could never. I'm sorry. That water is disgusting. And fishing and catching the fish and taking them home. What they do with them, I don't even want to know. Don't even want to know. But that is the nastiest water. But anyway, so how you been faring with the heat, honey?
Oh, it just is very, very hot, and it just wipes you out, you know. So it's I can't wait for the cooler weather, the fall that we have for 3 days, you know.
Yeah.
So,
look
forward to that.
Is Alice taking care of you, or is she still
no,
flying
she's
the coop
home.
There?
She's home.
Oh, good.
All right, so
look, good.
Do you want to end the show tonight,
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's
listen, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Judy Tenuta. You were fabulous. I loved every minute. I know I did. I feel like I had a front row seat to one of your shows. Really would love to see her do something again and blow up like she used to be. I mean, she's still very popular, but I'd love to see her. I mean, she was the first. I don't know if you know that. The first woman to win the comedy award, I believe. First, I don't know what it's called. The first, here it is, real quick. She was the first female stand-up comic to win the American Comedy Award, which is fantastic. And she's worked with so many fantastic people. And, follow her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. She posts amazing stuff. Look and check out the Melania Mondays when she does her satire on Melania Trump. It is really fun. And thank you again. Join us on July 28th, this Sunday at 7 p.m. And a shout out to Mr. Dan Carlson. He's a wonderful friend of mine. Hope he feels better. He's a friend of Dave's as well. And I can't thank him enough for helping me out. And John, have a great weekend. I will talk to you Sunday. And we will have Dave's information up on our website. Thank you, KWV Wines, for sponsoring the show. And again, thank you, Judy Tenuta. And John, thank you so much for everything you do.
Oh, you're very welcome. You guys have a good night and stay cool.
Good night, all. Yes, definitely.
Bye-bye.
And take care, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.